Fantastic Friday morning, beloved. It's great to start this morning with you. Today we are in Psalm 43. Today's reading begins with the writer's plea for deliverance from enemies and those who are evil, and concludes with an affirmation of trust in God. And all week long, God's saving word for us has been justice and peace. So, let's begin. O God, declare me innocent and defend my cause against the ungodly. Deliver me from lying and evil people. You are my protector. Why have you abandoned me? Why must I go on suffering from the cruelty of my enemies? Send your light and your truth that they may lead me and bring me back to Zion, your sacred hill, and to your temple where you live. Then I will go to your altar, O God. You are the source of my happiness. I will play my harp and sing praise to you, O God, my God. Why am I so sad? Why am I so troubled? I will put my hope in God, and once again I will praise Him, my Savior and my God. Today's key verse is Psalm 43, verse 5. I will put my hope in God, and once again I will praise Him, my Savior and my God. You know, you can truly feel the frustration of the writer here as he knows that he's innocent, he knows that he has done no wrong, and yet evil people are lying and, I don't know, maybe bringing him into court or whatever is going on. And it seems like he's been abandoned by God. Why is this happening? But he ends up this short psalm in recognizing that God hasn't abandoned. He sees us. He knows what's going on. And when his time is perfect, he's going to step in and deliver us. Beloved, keep in mind that our God is never early. He's never late. He's always right on time. It's just that his timing doesn't always coincide with our timing. In times like those, we need to just relax in the love of God. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, I put my hope in you, and I praise you for being my God and Savior. Send your light and lead me today in the way of your truth. Amen. Well, another week has quickly slipped away from us, beloved. And so this week now comes to an end, and we will be on Monday in Psalm 53, talking about human wickedness is once again described and all that. But before then, I hope to meet you or see you in our Sunday service. And that is always such a wonderful time of refreshing for Terry and myself. And I hope it's a time of refreshing for you too. God's people need each other. We need to be in church. Not so that the pastor can say, oh, look at all the people that have come to church, but we need to be there so that our spirit man and our spirit woman can be renewed in the presence of God Almighty. So, until Sunday, God bless.